So I was sitting at Chessington. You know Chessington World of Adventures? You've been there?
No.
You never ever heard of it, Chessington? No.
I'm not sure. Is that the place you showed me on the way home to the airport?
No, nothing like it.
No.
No. No, that's Old MacDonald's Farm. Maybe, I don't
Oh, yeah.
know. No. Anyway, so I'm sitting there, and a fella comes up to me. He says, "Hey, are you Steve from the Hotspurs podcast?" God, I felt like royalty. Fantastic.
How did he know it was you?
Yeah, I was wearing shades as well. He said, "I recognise you from the picture." And then he looked at my boy and he went, "Yeah, it's definitely you."
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, James Hunter, I think his name was. And he said he sent a question in when we did the Paul Miller show as well. So
Very good. Did he not ask about me?
he didn't ask. No, he didn't ask about you. I talked about you though. Were your ears burning?
Yeah, what am I, Scotch mist?
Yeah, welcome to the last Hotspurs podcast of the season. It is 26th of May, 2015. I am Steve. I'm in Leon Sea in Essex, very close to London, about an hour away, about an hour and a half from Tottenham. And we've got Colin McKee, who is in Northern Ireland. How are you doing, Cole?
Yes, I'm doing good, mate. Doing good as usual. I'm about an hour's flight. 45 minutes in the train to Tottenham Hill and then straight into the ground. So
when we get our 60,000 seat stadium, who's going to get there first, me or you?
I reckon I could get there before you.
Yeah, you're getting the first round without a doubt. Well, listen, guys, thanks ever so much for listening all season. Obviously, we had a bit of a break in the middle. And basically, everybody I meet says, why did you stop the show? So, you know, it's really nice of you to say that. And we stopped it because we were sick and tired of saying the same things, and we were just getting a little bit tired of it. Colin also has got his son, who's doing fantastically well with his side there in Northern Ireland. Hope to see him in a Spurs shirt one day. But you know, it's been really good, fantastic doing the podcast. We're definitely going to carry on next season, right, Cole?
Yes, we'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be doing it certainly. And just to let you know, over the summer, what I decided to do was, everyone I speak to about the podcast sort of say about some of the old shows we do, and lots of people haven't listened to them. So, for example, we've got two brilliant Mike England interviews. We've got a Paul Walsh interview, which most people don't know about. Ha-ha Flav at the Fighting Cock, because I know he's your favourite player. So we've got Paul Walsh. We got a load of guys, about 15 interviews from different Spurs people and a few non-Spurs people as well. But, you know, obviously all to do with football. So what I'm going to do is every two or three days put those out again for your listening pleasure. So, Cole, let's review the final game of the season. Then Everton, thoughts on that one?
Yeah, look, great. A great win. It was one of those games where... Well, personally, I knew that, you know, the season was over. We were going to get Europa League no matter what. And it was sort of, you know, Liverpool were going away to Stoke. We were away to Everton. Sort of thought, you know, here, wouldn't it be nice still to finish fifth in the league? And, you know, little did we know what Stoke were going to do to Liverpool. And once I started to hear those early goals, I was really up for, you know, for the Spurs to do it, especially against all these Liverpool fans. You know, we've had I don't know about you, I've got a lot of Liverpool mates that live over here, and I've had a lot of stick on Facebook, you know, especially from the start of the season. You know, those guys thought they were probably going to win the league this year, and, you know, how nice it was to be able to put the league table up on Sunday night on Facebook there and just have a wee bit of a dig back at them. And, you know, in the end of the day, we got that fifth place, Steve. And I don't know if I would say it's right. You know, the league table never lies. I sort of thought we might finish sixth or seventh in the league. But, you know, to finish fifth, get to the cup final, we've got a big run in Europa League as well. FA Cup was disappointing. But, you know, Pochettino's, you know, first season, don't think we could ask for any more, Steve. But, you know, in the end of the day, we know we're a massive club. I think everybody knows we're a massive club. But with a 36,000-seater stadium, it's hard to compete with those top four. And until we get this new ground and see how things go, I think, you know, this is where we might be for a few years still to come.
That's probably the best thing you've ever said, Cole. You've summed it up absolutely brilliantly.
I mean, end of show.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely right. You know, a couple of home truths there with regards to, you know, where we are. Of course, we're a massive club. You know, other fans from other teams say, you know, you're not a big club, you've got a small club mentality. Yes, maybe compared to you, we have, you know, Man United fans fully, are right to say, you know, we're a smaller club than them. Absolutely. In terms of, league wins, Arsenal are entitled to say, you know, we're smaller than them. In terms of European Cup wins, by the way, European trophy wins, we're bigger than them. Don't forget that. Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. And so listen, you know, it's been a really, really interesting season. As we say, hell of a lot better than last season. And you know, it would be boring to point out all the good stuff because we know it already. So it's been much, much better, much improved. Didn't expect to get fifth. I think when we had conversations, Cole, about Europa and what have you, it was in the presumption that we'd finish sixth, maybe seventh, and we'd have a load of qualifying games to do. Was it two we had to play last time? You know, home and away, and then home and away to a second team.
Yeah, I think so. Seems I think that's the way it went.
It was Limassol, and then it was another team, I think. You know, and these dreadful thing, and then finally we got into the group stage. So, you know, I think that's what we were talking about with regards to starting in July, and you know, and I think West Ham have qualified. I think they got to start on the 1st of July, something
first
like that.
1st of July, yeah.
I don't think we've had to do that, but. You know, so that makes a huge difference in terms of this these conversations we have about Europa. Although, you know, as I've maintained to you, Carl, it's a case of, you know, being happy to be in Europe. But it's Europa. You change that E to an A, and all of a sudden it's like, yay, Europe! Oh, Europa! we'll see which draw we get.
Do we go automatically into the group stage now?
I think we do.
Yeah, and I never realised that.
That's it. Yeah. So we got the group stage. You know, there'll be games. I won't be going up to the Thursday night games at 8:05 kickoff. You know, they're all on telly. It's a hassle for me to go all the way up there. You know, I understand that Flav and the boys at the Fighting Cock, you know, they do their 1882 events, which is fantastic. You know, I think they're young guys. I think they've not got kids. Some of them have maybe, but they, you know, can get the training. They're certainly not teachers. You know, I can't do that and do the next day. But I just hope upon hope that we can sort it out so that we win the Sunday game, because, you know, the Sunday game, for me, is more important. I know it's not for everybody, but we have to sort it out. We've had, 4 years now of doing all okay in the group stages, or pretty good in the group stages, actually, and then not so good on the weekend. So, you know, if we can sort that out, no problem. But if we're sitting here, Cole, in the middle of November, and we're wherever we are in the league after, you know, these 1-2-0 wins in the Europa, but we've lost to at home to, let's say we've lost at home to Bournemouth, we've lost at home to, you know, whoever else, Man City, we've lost at home to West Ham, you know, or away in these games, and we've got like 1 point out of, you know, we've got to look at it again, and I don't want to have the same conversation. So that's the way I stand on it. What do you think, Cole?
Yeah, I know what you mean, and obviously people that listen to the show regularly know that we do have our worries about it, but, you know, look, we're there. I didn't realise fifth, as I was saying, got us into the group, which I think is a great thing. I believe Pochettino will probably take it slightly different next year. I do think he might bet in a few guys. I've been looking, you know, what people are saying on Twitter and Facebook, that they're delighted that we're there. And, you know, it's time to, you know, maybe blood a few of these younger boys. I think that will happen. I think it will. I think the way you always wanted it sort of happen was, you know, that this younger team or whatever goes off to these games and Pochettino stays there with the team that's going to play on the Sunday. that it can't happen. You know, the manager's going to have to go out there. But I think it'll be interesting to see just what way he approaches it this year. I think it will be slightly different. But look, at the end of the day, you know, a Thursday night, it'll be quite nice, you know, if Spurs are on TV to sit and watch that. It's better than watching EastEnders anyhow. Yeah, well, depending on the result.
You're absolutely right. I watched all the games, obviously. But, you know, I think if you're watching... if you're watching Pritchard and Ali rather than watching a totally, an inspiring Dembele performance, I think that's the difference. I don't want to be watching Stambouli in the Europa Cup. If he's not good enough for the first team, you know, it's time to ship him out. I want to see the youngsters in this competition. Yeah, I think that's pretty much what everybody's saying. And then as you progress through the competition, you want to play, more of a full strength side. But it's interesting, isn't it? Because, when you get to the not even the latter stages, sort of the middle stages, like we did this year, we had Chelsea in the final and we had that game against Fiorentina, didn't we? And, what do you do? That there is the conundrum.
Yeah.
And again, it's like, well, we should play our full strength side. And, what if Harry Kane gets a knock, can't play at Wembley? It's so difficult, isn't it?
It is.
And I don't think we've particularly name called people. But of course, even up to a few days ago, somebody said, you're an idiot if you don't want Spurs in Europe. And wake up and all this sort of stuff, and I'm just thinking, well, look, I know all, there's about 10, 15 arguments for us to be in Europe. And I understand all of those. But the number one thing must be that we win games on a Sunday. Do you know what I mean? Oh, the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's the bread and butter.
The
most important thing in Spurs season, surely, is the league, and making sure that we are as high in that league as possible. Now, saying that, I love a cup, and my favourite cup is the League Cup, because all the top teams don't play their best players apart from Chelsea. Chelsea got a magnificent squad. They don't take it that seriously. And we had the best day of the year, right, Cole?
When
we
maybe
the Arsenal game was fantastic as well, and we want to do that again next year.
Definitely.
So the League Cup, absolutely, and do not play a weakened side in the FA Cup, for goodness sake.
Yeah. Look, I think it's going to be. It is. It's going to. I think it's going to be a different season that way. But I think the bigger picture. And what we're all really looking forward to is to see what's going to happen now in the summer. There's rumours going about already about, who's maybe going to go and who's going to come in. I've seen this rumour about if we signed this defender. I'm not sure of his name yet.
His name's Wimmer.
Wimmer, yes, that's right. So I don't know anything about the guy or much about him, but it looks like things are starting to maybe happen. I think the big talk's been that he's going to look for players that have Premier League experience, which we've said for years. Now, obviously, this guy Wimmer doesn't. I think there's big talk about this right-back from Burnley.
Trippier,
yeah. And I haven't really seen much of him, to be honest with you.
No, have I? I've got no idea what it's like.
But like, if it is something that they're looking at, obviously, he's worried about the likes of Kyle Walker. Mm. We've got Yedlin in there, which... again, is he going to be ready and maybe blood him in with the Europa League and cup games, to see what he's like. So, look, things are going to be very, very interesting. It's going to be great to see where we go. But I think things will happen pretty soon, Steve.
Yeah.
I don't think this guy's going to hang about. I know they're out touring Malaysia and things like that at the minute. So once that sort of ends and these guys go off on their holidays for a few months, I think you'll see this guy get to work. And that's what I'm more excited about, is to see who gets rid of, what kind of players that they bring in. Because obviously we've got the guy Mitchell now in the background that was with him at Southampton. I think Baldini, so the talk is that he's going to be, his job is to get rid of the players that he brought in. to go, right, you brought them in, go and get rid of them and get us as much money back as possible. So it's going to be really interesting to see if this guy can put a stamp on, you know, put his own mark on the team and,
I mean,
and see where we go.
I mean, it's almost like clubs need to do what Tottenham do. Just pay like over the odds for, you know, a big name player. I mean, Dembele is, you know, we know what he's like. I'm a massive Dembele fan. When he plays well, but you know, just those performances where he doesn't look interested, you just think to yourself, my goodness. But you know, if someone needs a fantastic footballer at their club and they think they can motivate him, well, fair play to you. You know what I mean? You know, if whoever comes up at West Ham, you know, if they think, you know, well, we need someone in the middle of the park who can shift the ball and do things and create something out of nothing, well, Dembele's your man if you can motivate him. You know, but you're going to have to pay 15 million for him, you know, like we did. Or would you sell him for 10 million? I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I think the big thing I'm thinking about, there's actually so many that probably need to go.
Well, Capu, Paulinho, Dembele, Soldado, Adebayor. Yeah. Those five, they're all five household names in terms of world football.
Yeah. I honestly think there's about 10 or 12.
Cabal.
That need to go, you
Kabul,
know.
Kabul as well.
Yeah,
you know, he's been in the Premiership for seven, eight, nine years.
Yeah,
you know, he's an established name in world football. We don't even know where he's been for the last 6 months.
Yeah, that's it. You know, and so look, you know, there's going to be quite a lot going out. I don't think, I've said it before, I can't see us bringing in six, seven, eight players again. I think there'll be maybe three, four max. Obviously, the guys looking at the defence. Defence needs to be strengthened.
Well,
we need another striker.
We've already got two, in Wimmer and Dele Alli.
No, he's more of a midfielder.
But no, what you're saying is you don't want to bring in that many. We're already on two, and we're not even 3 days after the season.
Well, maybe it could be seven again.
Yeah,
but maybe seven players that are maybe actually needed.
Well, it was seven 2 years ago, six last year, don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was loads of, you know.
Yeah, no, look, it's exciting. I love this time of the year. I love the whole build-up to it. Obviously, transfer deadline, they'll come up again, and I'm sure we'll be involved somewhere along the line. So, look, it's going to be an interesting one. So it is, it really is.
Yeah. Okay, mate. Well, look, we've got some questions from Twitter. Sent out final tweet that we've got the show coming up. We've got Mark Nelson. Do you know Mark Nelson?
Mark went to Wembley with me.
Okay.
So yeah, Mark's from Northern Ireland. Top man.
By the way, just before I do these, I went to Wembley on Saturday. Did you know that?
Oh, did you go to the South End?
Yeah, my local team, South End.
Good.
Right, so almost the same routine. Got on the train, a few beers, up to the ground. But this time, what I did, and this is what I didn't know. So what happened with me was I went to the Spurs end where there's all those sort of storage outlets and, you know, huge factories. And they had like this this kind of a school hall. It wasn't a school, but it's like a hall. And then somewhere at the back where they're selling cans. Dead easy to get a drink. But it was all very basic. And I did this time was Southend were at the other end, which was the Chelsea end. Well, I didn't realise there was a huge shopping centre and a huge Nando's and Pizza Express and all the other restaurants and things. Is that where you were?
We stayed at Wembley, but we were actually just under the walkway. There was like a bar outside.
That's it. So I didn't realise that because I went, you walk up Wembley Way, I went left to the Spurs end, whereas at the right end, you've got all the good bars and the different things going on.
Yeah.
So anyway, we went there, had a bit of food, had a nice few drinks, watched one of the most competitive games. It's interesting watching this lower league stuff because you don't see the skill, you don't see the talent, but what you do see is endeavour and determination, and it's amazing to watch. I mean, I'd never, you know, I don't support Southend, but you know, it's nice to see them do well. And what I'd say, I will tell you this, they've got a goalie who is phenomenal. And the number of times I've seen him, he looks absolutely brilliant. He's very much in the Joe Hart mould, sort of tall, very athletic. And he really looks like, his name's Dan Bentley. So keep an eye out for him. And I'll tell you what, I think West Ham are sniffing around him. I think, you know, we're going to need another third goalkeeper, aren't we? Definitely, if not a first one as well.
Yeah.
I reckon this guy's the man, but you know, we'll see what happens with that one. So anyway, yeah, really good day. Right, I sent a little tweet out about who I would suggest as the two players. Two strikers, because obviously Soldado got to go and Adebayor's got to go. So I would suggest, I think these two players would be absolutely perfect. And just imagine this, Harry Kane is your number one, right? Backed yeah. up by either Austin or Danny Ings, and then one of them on the bench, right? For home yeah. games. Because we cannot keep playing just one up front for home games. Not interested. Yeah. We've got to get more people up for it. And Harry Kane's going to find himself completely isolated, you know, completely man-marked up there. So we've yeah. got to bring in someone. So what about these three? Is Danny Ings English?
Yeah.
Right. So
I think
three
so.
Good, hungry, talented English strikers. What do you think about that?
Yeah, look, I wouldn't be disappointed if they were the two that we ended up signing. I've said numerous times, you know, the man for me is Benteke. I would love to get that guy.
Benteke will cost 30 like, million, right? Danny yeah. Ings is free. Charlie Austin will cost 15 million.
Yeah. Well, that's right. I think there's big talk about Danny Ings is probably already linked with Liverpool, as is Benteke. But you're sort of hoping now with what's happening to them that there might be a bit of a change there. But you're right. You know, I couldn't fault the two of them. I really couldn't. And I do want us, and I would prefer us, to go and sign guys that have scored goals in the Premier League than another guy from Spain or Portugal or France, you know. But you're right, you know, you could not complain about that. And if Charlie Austin is a smash, I think he's very, very similar to, you know, to Harry Kane, but it gives you options, Steve. So it will be interesting because I do think he will look at players that have already been there and done it.
Yeah, and Benteke, don't forget, has got a, you know, I've said it many times, you know, has got this nature. I've seen him strolling around plenty of times. Would we yeah. see that in Austin and Ings? If we got those two in with Kane as well, the three yeah. of them, we'd only pick two, and they're all competing with each other. I think it's a recipe for success, I really do. Mark Nelson, sorry, your mate. I think Poch has done very well in the first season with fifth place finish and cup final, but we need to push on again. Would love a cup. I mean, you know, in a nutshell, same again next year with regards to league position, with what you say, with the stadium and where we are and who we're finishing above. Absolutely right with the Liverpool thing, by the way. I know hundreds of Liverpool fans, and it's fantastic to finish above them because up until, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
You know, it was all like, you know, are they going to get fourth? They're still pushing for. And all of a sudden, you know, we're finishing above us. How embarrassing to be a Liverpool fan. So that's good. So same again next year?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, I think, you know, if we're realistic about it, as I said at the start, about our stadium size, the money that we can spend, the wages that we can pay, you know, I think it is, you know, and hopefully win a cup or win two cups, you know, along with that. For us to finish in the top four, and, you know, when you look at the league table, we only finish
Colin Sand, be realistic. Win two cups, maybe.
Yeah, well, you know, let's go for it. League Cup and Europa Cup.
We're not in the LDV. We can't win that cup.
But really, what I'm saying there, when you look at the league table, we finished 6 points off Man United. All it takes is that bit of luck for us next year. We have spoke about luck for years, Steve. You know, but when you look at that 6 points, you look at all those silly games, and but every team can turn around and say, look at those silly points and silly games. It happens every season. But we're not that far off.
Well, I think with the right signings,
bit of luck, there's no reason why we can't finish in the top four. But we're going to need that run.
We've been better than Manchester United this year. I think we've been marginally worse than Liverpool. So, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. He also says, my realistic plans to sign Trippier, Shawcross. Oh, where'd you get that idea from?
You have got into people's heads with that stuff.
It's unbelievable. Kabay, not sure about that. Dzeko, definitely not. Not because he's not good enough for us. He's definitely good enough for Spurs. He won't come to Spurs. He's on, what, 150 grand a week, something like that?
Yeah.
The guy from Dnipro been linked with for ages and ages. I don't know. You know, he's a tricky winger. Is he going to come in and be disinterested? I don't know. It's difficult with wingers, isn't it? I mean, wingers, they never sustain it, do they? You know, you think about the ones for England. You know, you got about 10 in a row who just never sustain it. So, you know, do we want this guy? I'm not sure. Could be the new Jose Dominguez.
Kabay's quite a good shout there from Mark.
Well, he's a superb player. Is he not playing for PSG? Is he?
Yes, but I don't think he's getting the games.
Right.
You know, so, and also Premier League experience. Could be one on the radar. Actually, good shout there by Mark.
Well,
because I see Schneiderlin's obviously the one. Schneiderlin's the one that everybody's talking about, but looks like he's come out with the statement he'll only go to Champions League team. The big problem for him is some of those Champions League teams might not want him. You know, so
I told you last week that Schneiderlin's going to Arsenal, and
I think he is too. Yeah.
No one listened, as per usual. Here we go. Happy with fifth. Anthony Silva, happy with fifth, a cup final, and promoting youth, or should we have done better? If so, how? We've answered that pretty much. I'm not interested in promoting youth. I say play the youth players because I'd rather see youth players play than these guys on 60, 70 grand a week, not interested in playing the second string games, if you like. You know, if they put full heart into it, great, but no, sorry, not interested. You know, listen, I've been Spurs fan properly when I knew what was going on for 30 years, and you know, I'm sick and tired of saying, well, let's give him a chance for the future. I want it now, Cole, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
yeah.
Forget the youth, I don't care about, you know, sorry. So what if some youth players, you know, 17, 18 year old, you know, deserve a chance? Well, I deserve a chance.
Right. No chance.
Wes, I asked this last season, should Soldado be given another season? And you agreed yes. Surely his time is up now. Correct. And secondly, who should we bring in to replace him? We've talked about that. He says, I know Colin will say Benteke. Screw. This is a guy called Screw, who's Yumin Youssef. He won the competition. I sent out a little competition. Austin and Ings. There you go. I'm sending him a T-shirt. Callum Haynes said Ings and Dzeko. Ings, yes. Dzeko, no chance of getting him. Peter Fenimore said Ibrahimovic and Aguero. I don't think we'll get Ibrahimovic. Wes also said Ryan Shawcross, mate. You love the bloke. I don't love him.
You do, Steve.
I don't. The guy had Harry Kane in his back pocket a couple of games ago, and they've just beaten Liverpool 6-1. Hope he played. Don't know if he did or not. And he's the sort of guy. You know, if you've never watched football before, and you say where players go, well, players who play for fifth or sixth place teams go up, you know, to the Champions League. People, guys that play in the middle side teams go up to the fifth and sixth place teams. So, you know, it's all that elevation, you know. And this guy is the captain. And also, he hates Arsenal, if you have it to believe. So
he's your new Townsend, isn't he, Steve?
No.
You love the guy. You do. Wes is right.
Right, I'm going to interrupt you there because you've got a very important text from this guy called Mickey Hazard. Ever heard of him?
All right. I think so.
He appears on some podcast sometime. And he said, what do you consider to be our best performance of the season? What do you think, Carl? Best performance of the season?
Oh, it's either Chelsea or Arsenal. I think, obviously, I was at the Arsenal game and I thought they were unbelievable that day. I really do. But I think I might just push to the Chelsea game, because that was an unreal night and performance from them. But it's hard to choose. Obviously, you were at both games, Steve. What do you reckon?
Well, the Chelsea game, I thought we took our chances. Yeah. The best performance was Arsenal by a million miles, because we absolutely wiped the floor with them.
Yeah.
You know, if you remember rightly,
we were
so, you know, they went 1-0 up against a run of play, and then we just absolutely dominated them, as we have done a lot of times. Don't forget, yeah, when we lost last year 1-0 when Rosicky scored, we wiped the floor with them after that. And unfortunately still lost 1-0. But, you know, like you said last week, we got to stop beating Arsenal and then losing the next, you know, few games.
10 games, yeah.
Because that's what keeps happening. Now, this guy, Yusuf, also said, after last summer, can you see Levy leaving it to Poch and Paul Mitchell? I'm presuming that is with regards to transfers. Yeah, they're all in it together. I think they've always been in it together, haven't they? You know,
they have. I think everybody, you know, from the outside looking in, believes that Levy does it all. You know, but he can't do it all. There has to be some, you know. I think this started from AVB saying that, you know, he had no real say in who was brought in.
But we want him doing it all, don't we? Because he's the ace negotiator, from what people tell us.
Well, people say it, Stephen, he is, but I think people get frustrated because I think there's been times he's played so much hardball that he's cost us players, and he's cost us getting certain guys, you know, for the sake of that few extra million quid. But say, we'll never know the ins and outs of everything. I believe that, you know, Pochettino and Mitchell and Levy, they'll all be working hard together, but I do think this year it will be the manager's call of who comes in, because it has to be. Because if it isn't going well by November, December, Steve, you know, and we all know as Spurs fans, people will then be on his back. The guy's had his year, he's done well for us in the first year, but he needs to get his own players in that he wants to pick, go into his system, because we haven't seen this guy play. And again, I mentioned it, we haven't seen him play anywhere near what Southampton played like under, because he doesn't have his players.
Yeah.
When he gets them in, and he hopefully gets to pick them all, then we can start to judge this guy and see what kind of a different team we are next year. And I think if he gets it right, that's where you'll see the difference on the likes of the Sundays. You know, this guy will have his team, they'll know their jobs, and I think we'll see a different Spurs.
Absolutely. Gary McDonald says Austin and Ings as well to bring in. He thinks something about never getting to the Champions League. Not sure about that.
I have to give a shout out. Gary's actually a new listener for us, Steve.
Oh, cool.
Gary's son is at Northern Ireland with Christopher.
Yeah.
And Gary and his dad are two massive Spurs fans, and they travel all around with their young lad as well.
Right. That explains the message that he's put on here.
Okay.
I was wondering if it was about me, but it's obviously...
What did he say?
He said about... No, I'm not going to say. I can't say.
Why not?
Can't read it.
Okay, I'll read it. I'll read it after, Gary. I hope you haven't swore, Gary.
No, it's not about that.
But, no, that's who he is. But they're our newest listeners, and I did say to them last week that I would give them a shout out.
Yeah.
They listened to last week's show, and I think they're going to listen to the podcast from now on whenever they're traveling to and from games and down to training things. So, you know, big shout out to the guys there from Coleraine.
No, superb. No, we've had some good messages there. If I've missed your message, sorry about that. Just send it again, and I'll try and answer it over Twitter. We are on Twitter, by the way. I know, you know, we say it now and again. Try and send it out. Send us a message. We always respond. I respond to absolutely everything, and I always try and have the last line as well. So try and beat me on that. There's a little competition there. Try and get the last word, because I always try and get the last word in on Twitter and on Facebook. Colin's on Twitter too. What are you at, Colin?
Yeah, at Colin Spurs.
That's right. And I'm at what am I at? Hot Spurs Podcast. Nothing else.
Podcast.
I'm not. I'm nothing else. Am I? I'm not.
No.
No.
I hope not.
No, but. But that's good.
Shall I shout out? Obviously, we haven't done it since we've gone back with fantasy football, because I'm sure there's still people, you know, the league's been going on very, very well. And I'm sure there's still a lot of people that are interested to see how it all ended up.
Go on, how'd it end up? How'd I get
it? Yeah, well, I'm just loading it up here now just to get it. Well, unfortunately for me, for the first time ever, I think Steve actually finished above me. So he did.
There you go.
Which is actually quite worrying, Steve, that how well you actually done in this. I'm just trying to find the league table. So to see where it was. I think you finished, was it 28th?
Yeah.
In the league. I can't get it up here. I don't know what's going on.
All right.
Where it is. It's froze. Talk about something there, Steve, till I find this.
No, you're right. So I think that you finished about 58th, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think it was 58th.
I beat Dan Jones as well. Happy about that.
And Davey Elder, the Spurs poet.
Yeah, fast forward through this bit, by the way, if you don't like it. Sorry, I know it's a bit boring.
Yeah, I've got it now. So I have. Right, we've got it. I finished 53rd.
Right, not very good.
Steve, that's actually my worst ever. I was either in the top 10 or just outside it.
So top was Kung.
Yes, well, I'll just read the manager's name. So Ulla Holtman, she won the league with 2,092 points. And in second place was Dean Witter with 2,083. Dean made a real run at it there. He caught up 17 points at the end, but just not enough, Dean.
Yeah.
Then we had Toby Wilson, James Ludwinski, Lisa Palente. I think that's Lisa from, I think she's in America or Canada.
Yeah.
Paul Burkett, Kurt Fautek, who, that guy always finishes in the top 10. Adam Currier, he's usually in around the top 10 when he doesn't pick any scum players on his team. I think Adam played it right this year, so well done, Adam.
I think he's done there, but doesn't he live in Kuala Lumpur?
Yeah, he does. And I seen he met Jason there today for the first time, so that was great.
To our American listeners, it's pronounced Kuala Lumpur. Get it right.
Well, I wouldn't know. then we've got Mario Bertrand, and in 10th place was Stephen Damming. So well done. Oh, actually, joint 10th with him was Lee Wilson. There's a name I know as well. So really good stuff, guys. And look, the fantasy football table, if you're in it there now, you'll be straight back into it next year. As soon as next season starts, you'll be straight back into the league and we'll get it going. The rule as usual is there's no scum players, no Arsenal players allowed in your team. And what I'm going to do next year, because obviously it's hard to do it every week and people get bored because the same names, but what I'll do it once a month. Every month we'll do like a fantasy football special on one of the shows. So like the last week every month we'll update the leagues and things. So it's great crack. I love doing it. I've sort of let it go a wee bit this year. That's probably why Steve finished above me. But I'll be back next year.
New kit? You like the new kit?
Yeah, love the new kit. I think it looks great. I haven't seen it in the flesh, but I really like the look of it. I know a lot of people are hating it. I don't know why. I think before it came out, I wanted it to be a wee bit different, and I think it is. Do you like it yourself?
Well, I like the fact that we brought it out before the end of the season.
Can't believe it.
Like I said to you, you know, I don't buy the kit for myself anymore. I buy it for my son. I put it on him. I want to go to out to the park. I want to go and play football with him in it. I want to go on holiday, you know, and right around the pool, you know, when he's after his swim, as he's having his afternoon little nap, put a little T-shirt on him. Nice to put a T-shirt. I don't want to put last season's kit on. You know, all these other little Newcastle fans all in the new kit and Man United fans all in the new kit. You know, it's great. He's going to wear the little new Spurs kit. So, so that's good. And I think, you know, Levy's missed a trick for a few years. You know, I've always said to you, Cole, you know, people say he milks the fans. Well, you know, I've got a few suggestions, ways he can milk the fans a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe get a few more staff, you know, when he's selling burgers at half-time. There's a little one for you. Maybe get the beers lined up ready. You know, they have to take the top off them anyway. So why don't they just take the top off them, have 100 ready, so that when you order one, you don't have to wait for 5 minutes while the thoroughly enthusiastic teenager goes over and goes, well, was it one you wanted or two? You know, oh, for goodness sake. So, you know, sort all that out. Get a bit of speed going, man.
Definitely, right. Definitely. I know. Well, it's one reason now when I'm at the games where I don't even really bother at halftime. I just can't be bothered going down there to queue to get a drink whenever, you know, the teams, by the time you get it, the teams are coming back out in the pitch. So I don't bother. But hopefully the new stadium, that will all be sorted out and there'll be a better room out the back to actually go and get a drink or something to eat and be able to stand, because you can't move in the back of the stand.
Absolutely. Look, mate, I mean, is there anything else that we need to cover? I mean, we've covered a hell of a lot over the season. I think we've covered players, you know, coming in, going out. We don't really need to go over it again because it's the same old stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, no one's really, you know, we've already said Lamella, we want him to stay for another season, see how we get on. And he's finished, you know, with a couple of decent performances. Still don't think he's, you know, this world beater that some podcasts are saying, you know, raving about him. You know, he's done a couple of decent things, you know, nothing spectacular. But, you know, listen, it's his first proper season this season. Last season he was injured for the entire, I think he played 3 games in the league. So, yeah, you know, it's his first season. You know, bring on next season. Let's see how we get on. You know, who's going to be the Danny Rose, Cole? Who's going to be the Danny Rose of next season? Or the Chadley, even? Because we thought Chadley was a pile of old pants, didn't we?
Yeah, that's
and he,
right.
And he was fantastic this season. He would have won Most Improved Player, without a doubt, if it weren't for Danny Rose. So who is it? Who's going to be our...
I don't know. It could be Lamella. Hopefully it will be. That's one guy I do think he'll keep him. I think he will, unless there's good money comes in for the guy. I think that's the only way that we'll probably see him go.
Lamella to be the Chadley, and Walker to be the Danny Rose.
That'd be great. It'd be nice to get him.
His opinion round.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get him back, but we'll have to wait and see. Maybe Eric Dyer. You know, I think he's had a great first season. He could maybe be an outstanding centre-half for us next year. And he can also, as you say, he's probably been the best right-back that we've had as well. You know, I can see that guy getting stronger and stronger for us. But as I say, it's going to be interesting. The big thing is what happens in this window. This guy picks his own players, gets his team together, and I say, let's hope that we do it early. You know, I don't want to be sitting, I love transfer deadline day if there's a rumour. What I want to happen is that we've got it nearly all well done quite early on, and then we'll maybe bring in one wee surprise one, you know, right at the end, just to set things off. But
you want it all. You want it all, don't you?
Of course we do. Of course we do. I think anybody does. So it's gonna be an interesting summer and season. It's gonna be hard to get through it. I think I seen last night, was it 74 days or something till we go. I see the fixtures are out on June the 17th.
We're playing again. So, we're playing. Wait there, Cole. We're playing tomorrow. Malaysia.
Oh, that's right. And then Australia is it as well? I know.
Then we got to watch Harry Kane in the under 21s. And then we got to watch. I don't know. They got some Masters on. I don't know. They do all that sort of.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult, you know. And funny, I was chatting to a guy today, and you know, he was actually a Liverpool fan, and he came into my work and he was distraught about it, and we were chatting away, and I, of course, was laughing about it. but I sort of said, look, you know, you're downhearted. I said, but see, in about 10 days' time, you'll be missing it, and you'll be wishing that it was all back and you had something to moan about, you know, because we love our football. But it won't be long until we're back and until we're up and going again. But I say, really looking forward to seeing what happens over the summer.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, great times at Tottenham. I mean, it always is. It's so exciting. And that's why we carry on doing the podcast, you know, and airing our views. And, you know, just keep the comments coming. We need to keep the likes up, you know, as we say every week. It's interesting. I follow all the podcasts, listen to them all. I go onto their, not just their Twitter pages for the podcast, but also their individual ones. They've all got, like, thousands of... likes and followers.
Yeah.
And me and you, Cole, we've not got that many, but I know for a fact that we get loads more downloads. And I'm just guessing that we've got more older crowd possibly that listen to it, rather than like go on the social media, which I can understand because social media can be so frustrating when you're trying to have a debate and you just get like these you know, a few sentences. I mean, you know.
Yeah, no, and I said, for anybody as well that's listened to the last show, and or maybe new listeners to us lately, or have been regular and haven't listened to these shows that Steve's talking about, you know, when Steve puts them up, get them on, you know, it's easy. They'll automatically go onto your podcast app there if you're using your iPhone or whatever, and listen to them because they are fantastic. You know, to have the likes of Mike England on, you know, as you say, Paul Walsh. Who were some of the other big names, Steve?
All of them.
Obviously, there's Mickey Hazard, Graham Roberts.
Paul Miller, John Pratt, Phil Beale, John Lacey. Now, John Lacey wasn't a particularly a popular player at Tottenham, but do you know who he played with? Ozzy Ardiles, Ricky Villa, Glenn Hoddle, from the beginning, and he told stories about all of them. So fantastic! I got to let the dog out, Cole. Talk for 5 minutes.
Yes, and you get the dog out there, Steve. But no, that's right. And do get to listen to these shows, guys, because they are brilliant. And I'm actually going to get them downloaded myself again, and Steve, if you can, if you're flicking through, maybe the likes of the Arsenal one from this year. And even Arsenal from last year, if you still have it.
Yeah.
I love listening back to those sort of shows, you know. And it's actually good, probably even good to listen back and see what we were saying,
yeah,
you know, a year ago. So
It is interesting. I mean, Des Walker is another one.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, he's
that's
a Spurs right. fan, massive Spurs fan. Russell Osman, who nothing to do with Spurs, but talked about Escape to Victory and playing with Pele and Sylvester Stallone. That was a brilliant one.
And the Spurs poet. Spurs poet's been on.
Do I really have to put that one up?
Yeah, well, you might as well stick him in.
No, I will.
He's on the substitute team, you know.
I will. Paul Walsh tells a brilliant story towards the end of his run about Gaza. I just said, have you got any stories? You just told me. It was absolutely fantastic. I'm going to put those out. And also, one final thing is that my dad's going on a golf week next week. And he said that he's going to get a load of people, who he goes away with, to come and do another one. So, you know, brilliant. Might get Mike England number 3, and I don't know who else is going to go. He said a few good people. So I'll have a few more names.
Next season, I think definitely has your back on. You know, Mickey's fantastic to listen to on the podcast, and also sorry. In case I forget, don't forget all you Northern Ireland Spurs or Irish Spurs guys out there, the Legends Night still coming up here in June with Steve Perryman coming over. And I am Steve, I'm going to speak to him. I'm sure Davey will put a word in for me as well to see if we can get him to come on the show. I don't think he's ever done a podcast, but like Steve Perryman is a legend, you know, one of the top legends of Spurs.
He's the legend.
He is. And we're going to, you know, obviously, we're going to have a fantastic night again with Davey. Organising that there. Crackers obviously is coming over to host it again. So anybody out there, I think there's still a couple of tickets left, not many. I still have a few available in the shop there. So if anybody even wants them, get in touch with me on Twitter or with Davey, and we'll get you sorted out because it's going to be a fantastic evening. And I will do my best to see if we can get this guy on.
Brilliant. All right, mate.
Okay, mate. Well, come on, you Spurs. Let's enjoy that. Well, you will enjoy your summer. You're a teacher. So you've probably got about 25 weeks off, go and lay in the sun, you know. I'll get my 10 days off as usual, you know.
Always got a plan, prepare, yeah.
You have some life off it, man, I'm telling you.
Get the paperwork up to scratch.
Yeah. And here, whenever we sign Ryan Shawcross and Ben Techie and people like that there, we'll maybe stick out a special show.
Yeah, we'll see how we get on with that. Yeah, no, I don't think we'll get either of those. I don't think we'll get Austin Orings either. I think we're going to get Planinopoli and Filinopoli and Planinopolo and all these players we've never heard of. We have another transition season and finish fifth and go to Wembley again. That's what I'd like.
Yeah, yeah.
Lovely jubbly.
Oh, I've just seen Jason McGovern is on Sky News.
Is he?
Sky News now. Jason McGovern is on Sky News.
What, being
his lovely wife. Yep, the Spurs are just arriving in Malaysia.
Yeah. Oh, and wow.
It's a full close-up picture of him. So anybody watching Sky Sports News, get on to it there and you'll see Jason. What a brilliant sight there it was. They're both of them jumping up and down.
Wow, fantastic. Right, okay, mate. Lovely.
Come on, you Spurs.
See you next season. Come on, Cheers, you Spurs. Bye-bye.